Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you for tuning in, and welcome back to The Songwriter Show, right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sorontos. I'm a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are very important to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every Tuesday evening. I believe strongly in my heart that every song is a story. Tonight's guest is Genevieve Rasset. She's nationally renowned in folk pop genre, and she's captivated listeners with her gentle yet compelling emotional resonance and garnered impressive industry support for her folk pop tracks ever since her first EP in 2014. Through her vulnerable lyricism and ethereal vocals, Genevieve has emerged as a rising star in both the French and English-speaking Canadian music scenes.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. So, you live in Canada, correct?
I do. I live in Montreal, Quebec, Canada.
Okay, yeah. Montreal's awesome. I've been there once. I was fascinated with Montreal. I think it's a great place.
It is. I love it. I'm actually not in Montreal right now. I'm in Kansas City. My boyfriend lives here.
Oh,
and
okay.
I do miss Montreal. It's a really great city.
Yeah. So I remember when I was in Montreal, I think most people spoke French, but there's some English too. I assume you speak both languages?
Yeah, French is my first language, actually, and I learned how to speak English watching Sesame Street and listening to American music. And my mom is a very good English speaker. She went to school in English, so she taught us as young children, and that's why we speak English today.
That's great, yeah. So how did you get started making music and singing? What got you started here?
I mean, my whole family are musicians. My mom is a classical pianist. My father plays guitar. He's a music lover. And both my siblings play. So it was kind of inevitable for me to also get into music.
Okay.
There was always music playing at my house. And I can't really remember a time where I didn't sing. It's more the question is, when did you not sing? I can't even remember. But I first started like performing in high school. We had like a school band, and I got involved in that. And they gave me nice opportunities to perform with my guitar and sing songs in front of people. And that's kind of where the love of the stage came. And after that, I studied music in Cégep, which is kind of like the equivalent of college for us in Quebec.
Okay.
So that's where I really like worked on my craft and studied like the music theory part of all that stuff and learned a lot and met a lot of people there.
That's great. What is your main instrument? Is it the guitar, the piano?
I would say voice, really. Voice is my main instrument. I play the guitar on stage always. It's pretty rare that I don't play. Piano, I love playing piano, but it's like my thing. I don't like playing in front of other people. I
okay.
like saving that just as kind of like candy for me, because now that music is my job, it's inevitable that I think of work things when I'm practicing now. You know, when I play guitar and I sing, I don't have that exact same connection that I did when I was a teenager, when I was singing in my room just for fun. And
yeah.
I still feel that when I play the piano, because I've like reserved that as like the fun instrument. Do you know what I mean?
No, I know exactly what you mean. And there's really a fine line between whether you love playing video games, singing, whatever it is, once it becomes your job or mm-hmm. that main thing you do, you know, a lot of people can't hold on to their love of it, and they unfortunately quit. So it's a fine line.
Yeah.
And you have to always try to figure out how to do that for yourself and your fans. And yeah, it's not easy.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about what is life like in Canada or Kansas City in terms of you putting out music, performing. I know COVID's kind of affected everybody, but tell us where you're at.
I guess I'll speak on behalf of like Montreal, because I've only been in Kansas City for a month. I couldn't really I couldn't really tell you. But in Montreal, the music industry is like booming in Montreal. I think there are so many great artists, Anglophones and Francophones. Sometimes the scenes don't necessarily mix. You'll know some people that, you know, do really well in like folk English music, and then like the French people won't necessarily know about them, and then the French people won't necessarily know about the English people won't necessarily know about the French speaking as well. It's a bit of a strange type of scene. It's kind of divided. But once in a while, there are artists who like kind of do both and get involved in like both scenes. And I like to think of myself as that. Like, I do sometimes play like French music festivals, and I do the English side of things as well. And the idea for me was to just be able to do it all. Like,
yeah,
that was kind of the idea. And it wasn't really planned to write and record in English. It just sort of happened. That's where I was at. That's what I wrote. And that's just how it happened. But yeah, the music scene in Montreal is quite particular. I couldn't tell you if it's like this anywhere else in the world. Like, the language is that it kind of divides the music scene.
Okay. Would you care to share with our fans, who would you want to be in a room with, dead or alive? Any musicians popped in your head?
Oh my gosh. I mean, I really love Nora Jones. If I could sing a song with her, that would be cool. Or my favorite of all times is John Mayer. He's my favorite singer-songwriter of all time. So if we could like jam it out, I'd be super shy, but I would love it.
Both that you mentioned are great artists, and I think that'd be wonderful to do anything with either one of them. So good for you. Yeah. How do you start your process when you write a song? Do you start with the guitar? Do you start with a melody, drum groove? Do you start with your brother or sister or mom? Or how does that get going for you?
That's a good question. I mean, I'm still kind of trying to understand how to write songs, to be honest. Most of the time I start with a riff on the guitar or some chords, and I'll like hum a melody over it, and then a word will pop into my mind and an idea, and I'll sort of elaborate from there. Each song is different, but I would say like 80% of the time, that's the start of the process for songwriting, for me anyway.
Okay. And how do you decide if this is something you're going to cultivate, finalize, finish? Do you run it by your family or your boyfriend, or who are your confidants that you trust?
Probably my producer. His name is François-Pierre Lou, and we have been working together for like 12 years, like ever since I first wrote a song, I showed him. He's the first guy who heard my songs, and we met in music school, and we're really close, and I'm always so excited to show him my new songs, and he still gets excited by the new music. It's great. So yeah, I would say my number one is, his name is FP. He's my guy.
Okay. I got to tell you, these names are really cool. You know? I mean, it's bad enough you have French, British, Australian accents are super cool, but like to hear you say his name, I don't know anything about the guy, but it just sounds super cool. I wish.
Yeah, he's super cool, but yeah, his name is super cool too. François Pierre is like a, I guess in English would be like Frank Peter Lou.
Yeah.
Would be the equivalent.
What do you look forward to doing this year? Is there something you want to share with the fans? Is there some surprise you have in store for people? Like, what are you looking forward to?
I mean, it's hard to look forward to things, I find nowadays, because the past 2 years, I've been like, honestly, personally, like disappointed over and over from canceling events over COVID. Like, it's hard for me to look forward to things. I try not to get too excited anymore, which sounds kind of sad.
Yeah.
But I mean, if everything goes well, I'm really looking forward to touring. I do have like multiple shows up in Quebec that I'm supposed to do February, March. And I mean, most definitely, I'm excited to release my record. My third full-length record is coming out on March 18th. It's called Satellite. We already released a couple singles off of it. And so far, it's doing really good, and I'm very excited to release this album that I've been working on for like a year and a half, almost two. So that's the main excitement here.
Good. You know, one of the questions I like to ask a lot of the artists on the show is scams. So we've all fallen for scams or been ripped off. Is there something you want to share with us or something going on in Canada, you know, something that we can all kind of protect each other and look for things to avoid?
One time I bought concert tickets off a dude on Facebook.
Okay, I can already see where this is going. Was this for you to perform or for someone else?
I wanted to go see a band. Okay. And I bought tickets off this dude. And I mean, I just was kind of innocent. I sent him the money before he sent me the tickets. And, you know, I never got the tickets.
Yeah.
And he just stopped answering and blocked me on all social media. So, you know, when you love music and like the show sold out, I just really wanted to go. And dang, I got screwed over.
Yeah. How about from an artist perspective? People, all the pay to play, and there's so many scams out there. Anything from that end or from an artist perspective?
Yeah, I mean, I have seen this one woman comment on social media, on like Instagram mostly. And I don't know exactly the details of this scam thing, but I have some friends who have dealt with her. She writes to you and she wants you to write a birthday song for her son or something.
Oh, and I've heard this. Yeah,
have you heard
of
it? Like, it's big. Like, I've got friends all the way like from Alberta who like told me about this. And recently, like this week, she just commented on my post like, "Hey, I love your music. I would like you to write a song for my son. It's his birthday," or something like that. And I didn't even inquire. I just deleted her. But I have heard about those like Instagram weird, they're not even robots, they're like just real people who just want to scam artists. It's terrible. I don't know how they do it. I don't know what they ask for, but I've definitely, this woman with her birthday, the son of her birthday, is a popular one amongst my friends.
Yeah, it's a shame because we're all really vulnerable, and it doesn't even have to be like millions of dollars, even like $50.
Yeah, no.
Everyone wants to get their song heard. And you think, oh, it's going to get added to a playlist, or it's going to get... And I've been guilty of it. You know, I've been doing this. This is my 9th year. And I marketed a little bit the first couple years, and I stopped completely because I just got tired of all the BS. Even on Facebook, you market, and you're getting a bunch of fake bots and listeners that are trying to look legit to Facebook.
Yeah.
And no engagement. So I have been more content the last 5 years not marketing and just growing it organically, slowly, and... It is what it is, you know.
That's the best way to do it. Like nowadays, I am lucky enough to have a team that work for me, and they do like the social media, like the ads and the marketing and all that stuff. So that's a big weight off my shoulders. Like if you have the budget to do that as an artist or as any person who wants to sell anything or work on your career, if you have the money to work with someone who's like you trustworthy and that, you know, they have experience and that they're good. To me, it was a big weight off my shoulders. Now I just have fun on social media. I don't feel like, oh, man, I got to post this. Oh, I got to, how much money should I put on this ad? Who should I target? Like, that's not my job, man. I'm a singer-songwriter. I don't want to start doing ads. Like, it's tough.
Yeah, that gets to the whole other, glad you found someone you can trust. But that's the other part is people have a hard time finding someone they trust.
Yeah.
Because some of them want thousands of dollars per month.
Mm-hmm.
Some are like asking for $100, but they don't really do much except buy a couple things on your behalf, basically.
Yeah.
So that's a whole other thing is how do you find someone to trust? Any suggestions for the musicians listening?
I mean, before finding the people I trust, I went through people that weren't as trustworthy. So, I mean, I don't have the answer, but my mom always tells me, like, follow your gut. And even when I was working with previous people in the past who ended up not being the best, you know, I knew deep down when I signed those contracts, like, I don't love this person's vibe. I don't think this person really represents who I am. Like, I knew those things, but I was too preoccupied by, like, I need to have a team. I need to, you know, have a manager. I need to look legit. I was too preoccupied by, like, that part of the business that I let it slide. And I should not have, you know, I should have listened to my voice, my inner voice that told me, don't trust this guy, don't trust this girl. You know, I think that's,
yeah.
that, to trust your instinct is a big one, because other than that, like, everybody can get scammed or can get working with someone who's untrustworthy. It's not easy to know, you know, these people are, they're good. They're smart, yeah. And they know how to get you.
Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely. Okay. Tell us about this song we're going to hear in a couple of minutes. What inspired it? What do you want us to take from it?
Someone is a song that was inspired like a couple years ago. I wrote this a couple years ago, and it's kind of a song about like seduction, temptation, and just kind of fantasy. It's about like when you're in a relationship and you're tempted by someone else. That's honestly what it's about.
Okay. Well, that's a very cool topic, and I think it's very relatable to a lot of people out there.
Yeah, I never thought I would like end up writing something about that, and it's, you know, super personal, and I'm surprised by the amount of people who can relate to this.
Well, that's the magic bullet, right? Is trying to find something that's relatable. And yeah, sometimes we have to go to some personal places or dark places to find something that really is different or powerful.
Yeah, you're right.
Awesome. All right. I'll tell you what, everybody, check this out, and then we'll come back and talk, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go. Check this out.
Don't ask me out tonight. You know I won't refuse. And I'll wear that shirt you like, the one that shows off my tattoos. Don't meet me at the bar, 'cause I'll be waiting there. No one knows where we are. Don't run your fingers through my hair. I wanna dance, I wanna run, but I gotta go home to someone. I wanna jump the gun, but I gotta go home to someone. Don't walk me to the door. Hey, look me in the eye. 'Cause we've been here before, and we both know this is no goodbye. Don't hold me by the waist. There's nothing I can do, 'cause I crave the way you taste. Don't pull me close to you. I wanna dance, I wanna run, but I gotta go home. Someone. I wanna jump the gun, but I gotta go home to someone. Yeah, I gotta go home to someone. Can I go home to someone? We're gonna jump the gun. How can I go home to someone? Yeah, I gotta go home to someone.
Well, that is definitely a cool song, so I definitely appreciate you sharing it with us.
Well, thanks for playing it.
You're welcome. Tell us about the strangest compliment you've ever gotten for your lyrics or your guitar playing or anything musical.
Oh, that's a funny question. I often get the guys who will listen to my songs and will be like, oh, so like you play guitar? Like you play it on the tracks? I'm like, yes. And they're like, oh, it's actually good. And I'm like, is that a compliment or an insult?
Yeah, what like, does that whole, mean? Like girls can't play the guitar good?
Like, you're actually good. Like, yes. Or how many times, like, during sound check, you know, you, like, show up with your gear. I also play with only women on stage. So sometimes I feel like when we show up to the venue, like, the sound guy, I don't know, a lot of them, they think we're not as good as dudes.
Yeah.
It's a thing. And then we plug in, you know, we do the sound check, and it happens a lot that the sound guy was like, yeah, sounds really, really good. Like, you guys are really good. Like, and I'm like, are you surprised?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like a compliment, but there's a backside to it.
Yeah. So is this, are you part of a band, or is this like, are they your session musicians that do gigs with you, or what, you know, do you do two things?
Yeah, no, I don't consider Geneviève Rasset to be like a band. It's you know, it's me and I hire musicians that come on tour with me. Most of the time I like to play with my guitarist. Her name is Eleonore Pitre. And my percussionist and back vocalist, her name is Judith Little. And so we do a trio thing when we're on tour. So no, it's they're hired musicians, but they're most of the time always with me, but it's still like, you know, I'm the singer-songwriter and they accompany me.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah.
You know, you're throwing these names around. It just sounds really cool. I mean, do you ever get some idiot like me who's just like, wow, that just sounds cool. Keep saying French names or keep... I mean, it's just like, it's distracting because it's just really cool. I mean, I'm just boring. You know, I'm Greek-American, but, you know, to me, I don't think... I don't know. No one's ever told me, hey, that's cool. You know, speak Greek to me. So it's just interesting.
Where are you based? Where
Chicago.
Do you live?
I'm in Chicago. Yeah.
Okay. I guess there's not a lot of French-speaking people there. Like right now, I'm here in Kansas City. Like I said, my boyfriend lives here, so I'm like visiting. And, you know, no one can pronounce my name. And when we're meeting a bunch of people real quick, I'm like, hey, my name is Geneviève. I just say Jen because I'm like, I don't want to spend the whole night just telling people how to pronounce my
name.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's just, it's different. But they're always, everyone's very like surprised and like excited when I say my name. It's cute.
So, but does it get annoying when they kind of want to keep talking to you about stuff that you don't want to talk about? You know what I mean? You're just trying to get on with your night and they keep like, you know what I mean? Say that name again or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's like, okay. Most of the time, I just want to say Jen, but my boyfriend's all like, this is my girlfriend Geneviève. Like, he's proud, you know, and he wants to, like, say my name right. And he tells everybody my full name, and I'm like, just tell them I'm called Jen. It's so much easier. I don't have to explain the whole thing all the time.
That's awesome. Tell us a little bit about where people can buy your music, stream it, your socials, how can they contact you, you know, all that information.
Sure. I'm on every platform available out there. So if you look me up on like Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, iTunes, Bandcamp, I'm anywhere. So just type my name. It's Geneviève Rasset. It's like Genevieve, but it's pronounced Geneviève. And you should find me. My website is GenevièveRasset.com. I'm very present on Facebook and Instagram. So if you want to go follow me there, you'll see everything I'm doing and I'll post the actuality stuff and what I'm up to.
That's very cool. Tell us a little bit about the last time something didn't go right for you musically, whether it was on stage, what was it and how'd you handle it?
There've been a lot of things that didn't go right lately with COVID and everything. I got to tell you, like, before coming here, I was in a pretty like negative state of mind because I don't know how it is for you, but in Montreal, like everything is shut down again. Like the schools have been closed and like music venues are closed. Bars, restaurant is full lockdown. And I'm getting ready for a tour here. And I'm like, ugh, that was super disappointing.
Yeah.
And I had a pretty cool gig back in December that was postponed because one of the guys from the band I was playing with had COVID, and now it's postponed to February. And February now, I'm not sure if the venues are even going to be open because of COVID. So it's been kind of messy trying to plan any type of live performance. And when you say like something that goes wrong, that's definitely the first thing that comes to mind, because it's been preoccupying a big part of my brain and my heart for a while now.
Sure. No, I totally get that. Well, I want to thank you so much for being on the show tonight. It was awesome to have you on. Love to have you on again anytime.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So thank you to all the fans out there that spent a little time with the two of us. If anyone has any questions, please just reach out to me. And thank you for listening. I hope everyone's unique story gets heard around the world. My name is Sorantos. Please join me every Tuesday night to hear other amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at the Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. And tonight, I'm going to leave you with one of my songs called Above the Clouds. This peaceful pop song is basically about my fascination with clouds. I'm always staring up at them ever since I was a kid. I hope you guys enjoy it. Have a great night, everybody. I love you guys.
There is no rain.
To the Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.